Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
It's Lonnie the Theater Lady on Berg Vivant. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Out seeing some, out seeing some theater in this lovely weather we've been having here in Pittsburgh.
You know it.
All right. Well, what went down this week?
Judgment at Nuremberg.
Heavy.
Heavy
business there.
I have to tell you, this is not for the faint of heart. It's not the sugar-coated version of the Nazis, like Sound of Music.
What?
Oh, Sound of Music,
what's the sugar-coated version of the Nazis? I guess if there is a Sound of Music.
Yeah.
I mean, but they weren't like great in that either.
Not like, goodbye, farewell, adieu, and to you.
Right, but the Nazis weren't singing that.
but they just presented it in such a romantic way. This is not at all a romantic...
All right, thank you, yes.
It's a reenactment fiction.
You will not be seeing singing nuns or, I imagine, any singing at all in Judgment at Nuremberg.
Not at all.
Mm.
That's for sure. It's a retelling, a fictional retelling of the trials at Nuremberg
yes.
when some of the war criminals from the Holocaust were on trial. And I must say, it was so moving and so disturbing at times. The horrific things that happened that you actually see on a screen in the courtroom, Act Two, oh my, very disturbing. However, this production, I thought, was done in an interesting way because it was a theater in the round.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the Grey Box Theater is so intimate to begin with. So
yeah.
you were really there feeling as though you were in the courtroom.
Oh, wow.
Watching the proceedings and feeling a part of it. The director was Liam Masick, and I wanted to mention him because it was, I think, a real dance, the way he directed it, because there were so many entrances and exits, and the pace just kept moving. There was no props, no nothing, and I
that is something, because, you know, courtroom drama can be a little stodgy. You know, people come in, people come out, they sit, they stand. You know.
But they were just in motion constantly. I couldn't get over. It was a fairly long play, but it didn't feel that way because the pacing was so good. And no one scene lasted too long.
Okay.
It had a huge cast. Several of the members in the cast played more than one role.
Well, you remember when this was a movie, they had like everybody in Hollywood at that time. It was Spencer Tracy, Judy Garland, Marlena Dietrich, like everybody. It was a cavalcade of stars.
Well, there was a cavalcade here, too. Some of them are Pittsburgh stars.
Oh, good.
So there you go. I wanted to especially mention the performance that really stuck out to me was Everett Lowe. He is playing the character Ernst Janning, who is on trial. And he stands out with the impressive depth of emotion that he brings to this challenging and complicated character. His monologue was just brilliantly and stunningly done.
Very good. Yeah, that's a
tricky
seat to be in, but hey,
yeah,
all right.
He did. And some other that I wanted to mention was kind of an interesting choice for one of the attorneys. Amy Portenlanger played Oscar Rolf, a man. And I didn't quite understand that choice, but that's not to say that she didn't do a wonderful job of acting it and wearing her suit and tie.
Very good.
What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, I said they played several different characters. Michael McBurney played three different characters. And each and every one of them was so different from the other. He didn't even have to speak before you knew exactly who he was, which character. And I thought he did that extremely well.
So it was embodied.
Yes,
we
totally
can say
embodied.
That's a good word.
I know. Thank you.
I think that would be a good name for like a spa or a center for healing. Embodied.
Yeah, that does sound good. Sign me up for a massage.
Mm, that's a good idea. Anyway, sorry. We digress.
Yes, as usual. And Eric Leslie played the main judge, Judge Haywood. And he's a lot younger than his character. However, he has so much dignity and poise as he plays the role that I thought he carried it off.
It worked.
It off beautifully.
That's acting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
very good.
Definitely worked. And who else do I want to talk about? I can't talk about the whole cast because there were so many.
Yeah, it's a loaded program there.
It is. Oh, and Stacey Roslick. I thought her performance really stood out in her real sincerity in how she played the role and her love for the person that she was trying to defend.
Mm. Very good. So
came across very well.
Recap. Reasons to see it.
I think one reason, of course, is the performance I mentioned, Everett Loeb. Mm. Another reason is it's such a thoughtful look at such a horrific period of time. Mm. And it's really an in-depth exploration of how could this happen? Could this happen again? Why did this happen? And it looks at the individual as well as the collective minds of Germans at that time. It's very thought-provoking.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.